Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show. I know we started it a little later tonight, but I wanted to make sure that Sue and I are did the show. We recorded it, actually, and just a lot of mishaps happened, so I think we're supposed to do it live, and so she's a two-hour time difference from me, and I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening in because she's got some great stuff to share with us tonight about the ascension process and what to expect, because the ascension is wonderful. The physical challenges you go through are not so good, or can be a bit of a challenge. So, Sue, maybe you should tell everyone what the ascension process is, or the ascension is, and then I know you got some stuff to cover about our physical body, and so share with us. What is the ascension process?
Okay, well, I found a little bit of information online at a website called Ascension Symptoms, and it just kind of explains it as ascension involves the acceleration of vibrational energy and the expansion of awareness, which creates a shift in consciousness. When a particular life system raises its vibrationary state from one energetic state of being or realm of existence to another higher one, it is ascending. So put simply, it is like tuning into a particular radio station frequency. You can't hear a particular radio station unless you're turned into its particular frequency.
Okay, well, there you go. You said it so well. It's like, man, I remember when you said it before. I was like, there you go. So we're all tuning in, and the process of tuning in can be a great for the spirit and great for our mind. But the physical body, it's the most densest energy that we have. And what can people expect as they're ascending, they're changing their shift in consciousness, raising their vibration? What is some of the symptoms? Because I know that you've experienced them yourself, and I know I have as well. So,
As you shift in your vibrational frequency, and as your awareness expands, then you will begin to experience symptoms, and they can be experienced on the physical and the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual level. So, I found another little quote. It's like your system is rebooting or being tuned up or upgraded. So old patterns begin to fall away as new ones start to embody much more light. So
nice.
Do you want me to just go into some symptoms?
How would you like to start? Does it matter to me? Because I know people are excited. Somebody has said, she's doing it tonight, right? And I go, yeah, she's doing it tonight. So anyway, I know that, a lot of us have been going through things. I'm tiredness. But I know you specifically really looked at fibromyalgia, if I'm not mistaken, and share with us about that, because I know there's people here that have fibromyalgia. I know there's people that are just different things. And what does that all mean to us as we're ascending?
Okay. Yeah, I did start out with the fibro symptoms before I ever even thought about the awakening process or ascension. One of the very first symptoms that I experienced on this journey through the physical is I had started with had stomach problems and IBS, gastrointestinal problems, loss of appetite, and, just periods of being sick to my stomach. And that went on for quite a while. I finally went to a doctor, and, they put me on a stomach pill that, I still take that now. So that was a really big one. And I had that for probably at least a year before I really, locked into these other symptoms. And went to the doctor and really delved into it a little bit deeper. Some other symptoms that I experienced as I was going through this fibro journey was, sudden changes in body temperature or increased sensitivity or intolerance to heat or cold. And, I would just be either just really, really hot or really, really cold in certain parts of my body. And then cold or flu-like symptoms, they just, come on and then disappear suddenly. And it, sometimes you'll feel like you've been hit by a Mack truck. And there's no other way to explain it other than, you are just worn out. You're just sick. You have no energy. I had a lot of headaches. So headaches, head pressure, or other unusual sensations in the crown area. And I also experienced like some tingling or pinpricks or pulsing energy like in my crown chakra. So I could just be you know, sitting around, and it's almost like, you know, there's nobody there, but they're touching your head or something. I just would feel a lot of tingling there.
Buzzing in your ears, I'm sorry, because you said buzzing in your ears was one of them too, right? Or was that for you?
It is.
You told me buzzing.
Yep, that's the next one. So changes in hearing or the sensitivity to sound, hearing strange sounds, tones, frequencies, a buzzing in your ear, and ear pressure, things like that. I would feel like sometimes that my head was just really full. You know how when you're traveling in an airplane or up in the mountains and you feel like your ears need to pop, so you're like, plug your nose and blow so you can pop your ears. I get that a lot. We talked about, just the extremely cold and being really chilled, just really, really cold. Like you just can't get your core body temperature up. And this would have, could be like circulatory issues. Like my hands and feet would just be just like ice. I also,
that must have been good for your husband when you guys go to sleep at night. Sorry, honey. Can you imagine?
He's usually colder than me. He's usually putting his feet on me for warmth. another strange thing is a sudden intolerance or allergies to certain foods or chemicals and stuff like that. I just all of a sudden became like lactose intolerant. I couldn't stomach dairy anymore, which, that's good for my body because the dairy isn't good for you. I guess in my opinion and some others. So I think that was just my body's way of saying, hey, you need to give this up. So I had my sleep patterns changed. So, you would be so tired that you couldn't sleep, or you might sleep for like 3 hours and then wake up and sleep for 3 hours. Just waves of extreme fatigue that come and go unexpectedly, just feeling really restless and, feeling like a lot more sleep, or sometimes you could maybe feel like you need less sleep. Sporadic sleep schedules. So intense waves of heat.
Mm-hmm. Waves of heat. And let me ask you one question, because I'm getting this. Somebody's texting me just now. How do you know that it's not flu, or how do you know that it's not change, that you're going through the change in life, menopausal or whatever? I mean, I know how I know it, but I want to hear what you say, because you've done a lot of research on it. So anyway,
share with it. If you've been diagnosed with fibro, there's so many people that have, and I just went through this experience this week being sick. It's like I'm feeling really icky and achy, and I'm tired, and starting to feel those flu-like symptoms, and I don't know if I have the flu or if it's a fibro flare. I don't know. Unless I, start puking and getting really, really sick, sometimes I just can't tell the difference.
Right. I got you.
I don't know if that answers
one or the other
question. But, I encourage anyone that has, these types of medical symptoms. Western medicine is there for a reason. Make sure that, you seek it out when you need to. It'd be easy to just say, rely on everything that's spiritual, but you need to cover all your bases. So if you feel like you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor, but just be aware of these other symptoms and things that are out there and know that it could be something else, and then follow your intuition.
That is
you have it for a reason.
I agree with you, but I had I'm super sensitive to chemicals now. So I was like, either my body's changing or I'm going through the ascension process, right? In my physical body, certain things I can't tolerate anymore. Candles have to be special candles, or the fumes are going to bother me, right? Before, in a life a few years ago, it wouldn't bother me. So those are probably ascension, you know, stuff. I mean, I take allergy medication and it calms it down, but I feel like that's for me intuitively, and then going to the doctor, getting medicine for it, that I felt like it was my body changing and raising its vibration, and that was one of the things I was going through. So you're right. Thank you. That's good. The way you answered it. Okay.
And it's the same way. I think you asked about menopause, like how do you know it's not menopause? Because I did. I went through and still do this, you know, have like hot flashes and chills, and I still get night sweats. And, you know, my house can be, you know, just cold enough at night that I need to have a blanket on when I'm watching TV. But as soon as I get in bed, I'm kicking covers off and I'm hot and I sweat in the night. And, you know, how do I know it's not menopause? Well, I don't know. I mean, I asked my doctor, could I be going through menopause? And he laughs and says, no, you're too young, you know. But, you just kind of have to go with your intuition. And, you know,
right.
Be aware of the foods that you're eating and what kind of an effect that they can have on you.
Right. I get you. That's good. Yeah. Drink lots of water too, right? Because water is always good.
Yeah,
you know,
drink lots of water. and I'm just learning. I'm taking a foot zoonology class, and I'm learning the difference between live water and dead water. So your dead water is like your water that comes from your faucet because it's gone through all these processes.
Right.
It could have chlorine in it and stuff. And then your live water is water that comes from the natural springs. And so you want to drink a lot of live water. And another good thing is, I'm going off on a tangent, but I guess I need to say it anyway. But I believe that the majority of us really are lacking in vitamin D. And sunshine is so important. And so if you can drink sunshine water, you know, that's great. And you can make your own sunshine water by putting water in a glass jar and putting it out in the sunshine and letting it absorb,
that's
you know, the
true.
Sun's rays. And that's a way to get sunshine, you know, just another way to get some sunshine.
Right. That's good. I didn't even think about that, but that's true. We used to make sun tea when I was a kid. And so you make water, sun water. Ah, nice. That's a great tip. Thank you. Anyway, so you're...
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of people that will make gem elixirs. And you can do that, too. You can make gem elixirs because you're doing that out in the sun. So you can put gems with it if you wanted to or just put it out in the sun.
Cool. I got you.
Okay.
Thank you. And where are you at?
Okay. So let's see. Another symptom that I experienced was an increase in, the static electricity, the charges in my body. And I would get energy zaps and tingles and just really, like, I would even feel like I'm having electrical currents going down my arm and itching and prickles and muscle spasms and twitches that just sporadically happen in certain parts of your body. That was the hardest part for me was the electrical feeling. I mean, because it's just like you're just being zapped.
Wow.
And I really haven't been able to find a way to really give somebody an example, a really good example of what it feels like. People that have experienced it know what it feels like, but it's just crazy. Yeah. And now all of these symptoms that I'm touching on right now are symptoms that I experienced. And then I went to the doctor and says, you know, can you help me? What's going on? And the doctor, through process of elimination, diagnosed me with the fibro. There are a lot more other symptoms and signs for ascension and awakening, but I'm not sure how many of those we'll get through. But let me keep going.
Your phone's
okay,
moving
so
out in and out just a little bit, sweetheart. So can
oh,
you?
Okay.
Let
me know how this goes.
Okay.
So I had a lot of, you know, body aches and pains, tension, soreness. I mean, I didn't exercise a lot, so it couldn't have been from, you know, going to the gym and then being sore afterwards, although that's what it felt like was,
aww.
You know, it'd feel like I'd been working out for like an hour and then my muscles would just be so heavy, like I can hardly lift them. I could hardly raise my arms above my head to do my hair because,
right.
you know, my upper arms just felt so heavy.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
And another big one was, can you hear me better? Cherie?
Another, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that I had was clumsiness. I mean, I was like so clumsy. It was like I had a total lack of coordination. I was bumping into walls and dropping things and, you know, I'd be dizzy and just feeling really ungrounded. But I remember I was falling constantly. Just my legs would just come out from under me like they forgot what to do. And I'd be doing the splits all over, and it was really embarrassing at work. Okay, what else? Oh, feeling intense or unusual vibrations, just like pulsating or rushing waves of energy, tingling sensations and pressure throughout the body or in specific areas, like your chakra areas.
Right.
Oh, periods of intense frustration, anger or rage, short-tempered, easily agitated or impatient, and, you know, like depression. I remember when I did go to the doctor and he did diagnose me with fibro, he, you know, gave me a stack of prescriptions to go get filled, and he says, here, and I want you to take this antidepressant. I was like, well, what do I need that for? But he explained it as, you know, when you're going through all of this pain and your lifestyle is affected and so much, you can't do the things that you used to do, that you enjoy doing, it is depressing. And so he just did that as a preventive measure. Okay, so moments
that's,
where I...
that's interesting,
I would just have like
you, a, can I go back to your clumsiness? You were really clumsy, right?
Yeah.
You told a story about the, you were at the salad bar and you just fell or something like that. Remember that?
Oh,
you told me that the other...
Yeah, so me, I took this channeling class, and it's in Salt Lake, and I live in Hooper, Utah. So it's, you know, it's about an hour or so away. And so it was an all-weekend class. So the first night, me and my husband went and stayed at a hotel that was near where the class was going to be. And the next morning, we got up and went down to the restaurant to eat breakfast. And I was at the, you know, the little fruit bar or whatever it is. And I had my plate, and I was just going around the counter getting my food. And all of a sudden, you know, one of my legs comes right out from under me, and I just went right into the splits. Like, I'm holding my plate and everything, but it was like the most graceful split I've ever done. I went, just went right down, but I didn't drop nothing. Come back up. It was
That's
so embarrassing.
Cute.
And then later that day I was at the class, and I was sitting on one of those plastic, like, yard chairs that you would have out in your yard if you're just entertaining or around a table. And the legs came right out from under me, and I just fell right in the class. And I would just constantly at work be losing my balance or walking into walls. It was, I had to have a sense of humor about it, because if I didn't laugh about it, I would cry.
I hear you. I thought that was a cute little story there that you told me. And you know, and anger and temper. See, road rage that I have is part of the ascension process. Thank you very much.
You are ascending.
That's funny. Anyway, but yeah, I've been clumsy too, so I understand that. And that's frustrating too, you know, because you're like sitting there and then all of a sudden things just, you know, your legs drop out from under you and you're dropping things.
It
I've done it myself. Yeah.
I mean, and I did it right in front of my new boss. Like, I just totally just fell right in front of him. I mean, it's not somebody you want to fall in front of.
That's cute. I know it's embarrassing, though, too, as well.
Yeah.
Listen, let me ask you a question. So eating great food, like organic, I know that you're switching to organic. I'm pretty much there myself. And drinking dead water and live water. That's from the faucet that we have in our home, unless it's set up to be different water. is full of chlorine and it's dead water. But the springs water that you get, like at the grocery store, you get that, and that's better water for you, right? So
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
It says spring water or organic water. Yeah.
Okay, and you put it out in the sun and give yourself some vitamin D, which is good, which will help with the ascension process and help the physical body. That's some good stuff there, girl. Anyway, I interrupted you. What other things about the ascension process do you have? So I'm sorry.
So I experience like an increase in my heart rate, just like out of the blue. It'll just start beating a little bit faster, or get like some unusual sensations in your heart chakra area.
You're mumbling out. It's bubbling out again. Bumbling out again on your.
I need to get a home line. your heart rate will start beating just more rapidly, or you'll have unusual sensations in your heart chakra area. And I remember when this started, I was alarmed because, that's my heart. And, I go to the doctor because, I'm still at this time having all of these new physical symptoms that I have no idea what's going on, and it's scaring me. And they gave me this little machine to wear for a few days, that every time I had that sensation, I'd have to, push the button or whatever, or call somebody or something, and it would record what was going on. They never got enough information to say if anything, was negative about it or whatever, but I just finally, I just gave it up. But it was just one more test to doctors. What else? Oh, unusual skin changes that come and go, like rashes and hives or itching or tingles. And I still get this like butterfly rash that goes across my nose and my cheeks. And so the doctor was concerned with that at first because he thought, that's a sign of lupus. So I was tested for lupus, and thank heavens, that didn't come out positive. But, you have all of these things going on, and it's frustrating because it's like, I want an answer. Why can't you just tell me what's going on? Oh, and then another big one, and this was really hard for me because, I work a 9-to-5 job. I'm an office manager, and I do payroll. And so this really affected me. It's in the fibro community, they call it fibro fog, but it's a sudden lack of mental focus and ability to concentrate or comprehend linear information. Just feeling scatterbrained and confused and forgetting things a lot. And it was really awful at first. And I would be at work, and I have this wonderful coworker. I just love her. And I would be talking to her, and I would be in the middle of a sentence, and I would forget the word that I want to use. And I'd be like, okay, help me. It kind of means, blah, 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 blah. And then she'd end up having to fill in the blanks of our conversation because I couldn't find the words. I knew what I was talking about, but I just couldn't find the words to put in there. But
I think that's a lot of a sign for a lot of us, so I gotcha. Wow. Yeah, wow. So, you've had quite a bit of stuff going on there, and you're still working a 9-to-5 job, meditating, building a house, building your business, becoming an angel coach, and being a wife and a mom and a grandma. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
I'm not gonna complain at all. So that's what I do. Anyway.
Well, most of it's all good. So.
Yeah, there you go.
But those are all the symptoms that I have that correspond with fibromyalgia with the ascension process or with awakening. If you have any questions that you want to ask from there.
You're saying it's fibromyalgia, but some people are like, hey, because I've got this. It's a part of the ascension process, so maybe you don't have anything, or maybe you're just feeling tired, lack of energy, buzzing in your ears. So this all could be attributed to the ascension process. You're saying that this is the fibromyalgia is a symptom of the ascension process and the stuff that goes with it, correct? Did I say that right?
Once I came to grips with the fibromyalgia, and the medicines and everything. Then I, had enough medicines in me that I wasn't hurting all the time, and I could finally start thinking about something else other than hurting all the time. And then I thought, I don't want to be on these medicines, all my life. This isn't good for me, because some of the side effects of the medicines were worse than the symptoms. So as I was trying to figure out now how I'm going to get off these medicines, I started being drawn to the ascension process or the awakening.
Right.
And so I, started doing some research into that, and I came across an article about awakening and fibromyalgia. And so the more I read, the more intrigued I became. And I thought, you know what? I'll bet you that I'm not the only one that's going through this, and maybe it's not all fibromyalgia. Maybe it is ascension, and I've been going through it a long time. And so I thought, I'm gonna choose to believe that that's the path that I need to go down, is working with this, with the symptoms that I have, as being an ascension process, and see where that takes me. Because as I read more of the signs of ascension, it fits in even more.
Gotcha. That is so, because I'm listening to you, I've had sugar issues, and I've really worked to release them, and I have for the most part. But I think that's also part of the ascension process, where you're able to take the mind and work it with the body and do the spiritual thing and be able to heal. Or I think it goes either way. Does that make sense? Your sugars can go up and down, or you can say, okay, my vibration is elevating, because I know that if my vibration elevates, or your vibration, or any of our vibration elevates, then we can do amazing things with our physical body, and that's what I truly feel. And part of the ascension process, now I need to do some wonderful things with my body where chemicals don't bother me. They're so bad, I swear. Hair dye, I dye my hair, just let you know. I'm not really a redhead, okay?
I just learned there's a chemical in the red hair dye that is really bad for us. Because I do red too.
Thanks. Okay, so you understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the same world. I get you. So, and so now what do? I take some allergy meds before I go in there, and they're natural. I've got some doctor ones and the natural ones, and I'm okay. But, it's like, okay, if I can do this with my sugar, can I do this with the rest of my body? Because I think it's just about being aware and raising your awareness, like you're doing with the research and everything. So anybody out there, they want to learn about the ascension process and the physical symptoms, research it like she did. And she's going to come back on and talk to us more about it. And, because that's just one set of symptoms there. And, I have a friend of mine, he says, is eating really a lot a part of the ascension process? I go, you've always eaten a lot. He goes, I've probably always been ascending. I was like, okay, I'll go with that.
I wonder, though, as long as you're eating, healthy things, that's really great. But I bet, if you're vibrating really high, at a high rate, then I'm thinking your body needs some fuel. So maybe you should be eating a little bit more.
Yes, exactly. I agree with you. But potato
Does
chips,
that make
six
sense?
Bags of it. Yes, I get it. Six bags of potato chips. I'm just stung out. No, he's getting better
at
eating.
Yeah, that don't count. Eat good stuff.
Yeah, there you go. And like I said, so you've given some great stuff, like with the water. I'm going to really do some sun water, because it's so funny you mentioned that. I live in South Florida on the beach, but I really do not get in the sun without protection. I was like, man, I really need to get some sun, though, just a little bit. So the way you said it, thank you. Got that strong message a couple days ago. So sun, water, sitting it out there for a couple hours in a glass container, because glass is better for you than plastic. I read a lot of stuff on that. And you also said meditation, or I think, and good healthy food is a way to help your body, your physical body, transfer. Over where it's at a higher vibration. I like that. Thank you, because I think you gave a lot of good stuff tonight to help people, because a lot of those symptoms are just across the board for everyone, right? And so They work for fibromyalgia, but they also can be, I know some of those can be with diabetes, some of those can just be with anxiety, some of those, and anxiety may be a sign of that, I don't know, you know. So it's just worth the research to see. If you're suddenly getting these symptoms or you've had them for years, check them out. You know, I just been super sensitive to hair dye and chemicals and candles and other things in the past couple of years or year and a half maybe. I don't know if it happens sudden like that, you might need to check it out anyway. So, and always use a medical doctor. We always say that, you know, because they've got a lot of good stuff here. Sue, any parting thoughts before we close the show tonight? You were wonderful. Thank you. You said some great stuff and shared some great information. You know, I'm excited to be able to have you here and working with us and everything. You have a mind for detail and you have a heart and soul for people and you want to give them the best. So you betcha. All right, everybody. We have another show coming on Sunday and it's, there's a law that says he's attracted to me. Di and I are host that show together. And so you want to tune in. And then Sue's going to be coming back, and we've got another speaker next week, and we've got a special speaker on Tuesday who's an herbologist in herbal remedies. And I love that because I think when you use herbs and the natural stuff with or natural medicine with the Western medicine, you got a win-win situation there. So anyway, all right, everybody, take care. Have a great night and have a great now, and we will see you on Sunday, and Sue will be back very soon. All right, everybody, take care. Bye now.